Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An abortionist in the California preliminary trial regarding Planned Parenthood and our client Sandra Merritt gets impeached on the witness stand. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this is a former Planned Parenthood, quote unquote, medical director, known in court as Doe 9. And Doe 9 stated under oath in the preliminary criminal hearing, and that's what they have in California before you actually go to a full-blown criminal hearing. They have a preliminary hearing. And that preliminary hearing is where the judge makes a determination as to whether there's enough evidence to move forward with a criminal hearing where there's a jury present. In this case, there's no jury present. So that's where we are at the preliminary hearing, but it's part of 3 weeks, so it's quite lengthy.
And of course, we talk about each of these medical directors, these witnesses, as does, because Planned Parenthood's lawyers ask that their names not be revealed for their quote-unquote protection. So that's why we refer to them as does.
That's right. And so the judge wanted them to be referred to as does, and so they're numbered. This is Doe 9, but the particular person is a former medical director for Planned Parenthood, a late-term abortionist. And this particular individual contradicted themselves. Let me first, before we talk about the contradiction, let's talk about what the law is in California.
Right.
The law in California under the criminal code is in what's called Section 632. And it says that you could be charged with a felony. A felony is anything that you can spend time in prison for a year or more. A misdemeanor is generally under a year. A felony is generally more than a year or more. So it's a more serious level of fine and jail time. And so under the California law, Section 32 of the Criminal Code, could someone be charged with a felony for intentionally and without the consent of all parties recording confidential communications? And so that's what they're charged with, that they, with 14 individuals, actually recorded conversations contrary to the criminal statute, that they intentionally recorded them, that they did not have consent of the parties, and that the communications were confidential.
Yeah, but there's exceptions to this law, right?
Yeah, there's major exceptions to the law. And the exceptions are, obviously, what is confidential? Are these conversations confidential? That's one exception, and that's a major exception. Mm-hmm. And the law states that conversations are not confidential when there is a reasonable expectation that they will be overheard. And the undercover taping is allowed when those doing so have a reasonable belief that they are collecting evidence regarding or relating to a violent crime. So those are two different exceptions. If there's a reasonable expectation that the conversations that are being recorded are overheard, therefore they're not confidential, and even if they are confidential, whether or not the person suspects that the person being recorded is part of a violent crime.
Right. So let's take the first one. Okay. So these conversations were done at a large convention or in a public restaurant outside in a public setting with people walking by, whether they're servers or whether they're other people attending the conference. So there's nothing private about these conversations.
No, there's nothing private. So here's what ended up happening. Doe 9's on the witness stand. And, of course, having had already taken the oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth on the witness stand, Doe 9 is being questioned by the California prosecutor, part of the state attorney general's office, which is bringing these unprecedented 15 criminal counts, 14 individual counts involving 14 people, and then the 15th count is a conspiracy to engage in these other 14 criminal violation. So 15 counts, the consequence of which could be years in prison and many dollars in fines. So they're now walking their witness, Doe Nine, this retired medical director, through the testimony. And so Doe Nine gets up on the stand and tells the court that she was shocked by the video because her two-hour lunch with Sandra Merritt and David DeLayden, she says, was edited to make it seem that she said things that she did not actually say.
She said it was edited.
She said it was edited. That's not what I said. They had to have edited. So this is all false. It's made up. But then Doe Nine admitted in court also, under questioning by our chief litigation counsel, Harry Mehet, on cross-examination, that the video clips shown were accurate depictions of her conversations with Merritt and DeLayden, and they were not edited or altered. So she contradicted herself, therefore she's impeached. You know, there's a passage in the book of Proverbs, and it says, "He who states his case first seems right until another steps forth and questions him."
Wow.
That's cross-examination.
Oh, wow.
And if you think about it, somebody gets up and they state their case. Oh, it sounds like they're all believable. But then you get up and you cross-examine and you put on other contrary evidence, you realize what they just said was not accurate. Well, that's exactly what happened here. He who states his case first seems right until another steps forth and challenges him. In this case, Harry Mehet came forth and challenged this witness, and obviously the witness had to admit that what she had just said was a lie.
And there's just one example. There's no credibility from these witnesses.
Well, then it goes on and it gets even better in this sense. So Doe Nine also contradicted her testimony because what she said was she was shocked that these videos were released publicly. She was shocked by that. Well, that's what she said with regards to her testimony. Then on cross-examination, guess what happened? Our attorney, Harry Mehet, got up again and impeached Doe Nine a second time. Why and how? Well, it just so happens that the same Doe Nine is part of a civil lawsuit in Planned Parenthood regarding this kind of issue of these videos. And as part of that other civil lawsuit, her deposition was taken 5 months before this criminal preliminary hearing. So 5 months before, under oath in a deposition, this person raised her hand and said that she was going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And what she ended up saying was that, "I don't care if these videos are released publicly. I didn't do anything wrong."
You know, I would have loved to be a fly on the wall when Harry whips out that signed deposition and said, "Well, this contradicts what you just said. We have a problem."
Yeah, it's
you're impeached.
So there's two things that Doe Nine, this retired medical director, said. One, the videos are edited. And then second, no, that's exactly how it happened. They weren't edited. Well, you just lied. Mm-hmm. Two, oh, I was shocked that the videos were actually released publicly. Oh, but 5 months ago under oath, you said you didn't care if they were released publicly, had no problem with it. So lied again. This is the kind of lie that these abortionists present. You know, Holly, we encountered this in New York, mm-hmm. where the New York Attorney General, who ended up having to resign over abusing women, and now there's another person taking the case for the Attorney General, but that New York Attorney General filed a lawsuit against pro-lifers for being sidewalk counselors trying to stop them. And the kind of witnesses that they put on the stand are people like the abortion clinic founder, going back to 1971, one of the oldest abortion clinics in the country, saying that, yeah, you have to admit, everybody in this business should admit the reality. These are living human beings. Mm-hmm. But therein lies the power, because women have the right, or the ability, I should say, to take another person's life, and that gives women power. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of witness. And the other one, remember, is the national spokesperson for a couple of decades for the Communist Party, Revolutionary Communist Party USA, advocating the violent overthrow of the United States of America by force, renaming the country, imposing martial law, and punishing everybody who resisted. And these are the kinds of things that we have to deal with out there. Liars, people who whose hands are filled with blood of these innocent individuals. Pray for our case. Pray for Sandra. Pray for our legal team. And go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. And you can go to lc.org/Sandra to get all this information. Make sure you get it out to your friends, your community. lc.org/Sandra.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.